Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends.
Parshat Emor, Leviticus 21, 1 through 24, 23. Offering our best. Parshat Emor is a continuation of Parshat Kedoshim in that it also outlines the parameters of holiness. But this time, the guidelines are for the priestly service. Chapter 22 details the laws pertaining to voluntary offerings. In this section, we have a few interesting laws describing restrictions for these sacrifices. And although these restrictions are specifically in regard to voluntary or free will offerings, the principles are applied to any and all offerings. The first principle is that an unfit animal may not be used as a sacrifice. Though understood in theory, this principle is often lost in the modern context, since we do not have a functioning Beit HaMikdash. Let's explore it. During the time the Holy Temple functioned, the supplicant was required to bring the very best of his herd, or flock, as his offering. He could not bring a blemished animal. If it is to be accepted for you, it shall be a male without blemish, of the bulls, or the sheep, or the goats. You shall not offer anything that has a blemish, for it will not be acceptable for you. And when anyone offers a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord to fulfill a vow or as a free will offering from the herd or from the flock to be accepted, it must be perfect. There shall be no blemish in it. Leviticus 22, 19 through 21. In order for an offering to be acceptable to the Lord, it must not be blind, have a broken bone, a split eyelid, warts, sores, a limb that is too short or too long, or a disorder that causes its hooves to not be completely split. It had to be free of any kind of blemish. This may not seem like a big deal, but from an economic standpoint, this can appear counterproductive. This meant giving up the most healthy, the most valuable, and potentially the most expensive animal of the herd or flock. How can we relate to this today? We can view our observance of the commandments, particularly our celebration of the festivals, in much the same manner. Just as these voluntary offerings are a gift to Hashem, so too are our observances of the festivals, because each festival is an appointment with Hashem. Here are some questions to ask when it comes to how we celebrate the festivals. Do we observe Hashem's appointed times, including Shabbat, to the very best of our ability? Or do we just do the minimum to get by? Is our table set with the very best we have, or does it look like the rest of the week? Do we purchase and enjoy the very best foods that we can afford, or do our meals look like the other 6 days of the week? Do we wear our very best clothes, or are we still in our shorts and t-shirts? Do we celebrate the festivals with detail, precision, and completeness, or do they look like most other days? One may object, the Sabbath is a day of rest and leisure. It should be casual and relaxed. But is that what the true spirit of the Sabbath is? Is this the gift we desire to give back to our Master? Both of these situations, offering a sacrifice in the Holy Temple or celebrating a festival in our home, come down to the question of whether or not we have made them holy by offering up our best. The final question is, have we given our absolute best offering to Hashem, or are we merely handing him the leftovers? Just as we wouldn't want to give him an unfit animal as an offering, we shouldn't settle for giving him our second or third best on a day of holiness. Maybe you've been in the habit of keeping a more casual Shabbat or making the festivals casual. Ask yourself, what can I do to enhance both the beauty and the sanctity of the upcoming Shabbat or festival? What will my next offering to Hashem look like?
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.